Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're joining me today. I'm glad you're here. Ryan Torreson is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's here, too. He's a merchant marketing manager at Entertainment Publications. And he's going to talk to us a little bit about how you and I can do some things to drive a little more traffic, to get a little more traffic into our small businesses. Ryan Torreson, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you here. The big concern everybody's got right now, Ryan, is what are the holidays going to look like? And as you know, last Christmas season, last holiday season, it was kind of tough because it was right on the heels. I mean, we still didn't know where things were going to go. We didn't know how bad things were going to get. There was still a lot of stuff up in the air. Millions of people were being laid off and et cetera, et cetera. It was a pretty horrific fourth quarter of 08. 09, we've got the residual of all that to a large degree, but it does look like we're coming out of it, starting to improve things a little bit. But still, the consumer has changed their behavior, haven't they?
Yeah, absolutely. Times are tough, and people are definitely a lot more conscious about their decisions in terms of what they're purchasing. And one holiday trend that we've seen already from entertainment is that people are actually waiting to do their holiday shopping this year.
Right. Okay. So are you particularly predicting that Black Friday won't be as black?
We think Black Friday and Cyber Monday are still going to have really good results. But the one thing that we've noticed, and like some of the stuff that we do, is like we have some of our online survey polling, or we do some of our own focus groups, is we have seen the research that basically says that consumers are waiting for that best deal to kind of come across before they're going to make that.
Well, and it makes sense. And by the way, thank you for reminding me about Cyber Monday. Tell the audience what Cyber Monday is, and I want to come back to that point.
Sure, yeah. I mean, Cyber Monday is just like a Black Friday, except for, Black Friday is really more associated with the brick-and-mortar companies. Cyber Monday
and mayhem, pretty much, right?
Yeah, we've all seen
chaos.
It, right, where the lines are.
No, Ryan, I haven't seen it. I've only heard about it. I don't go out. I stay home where it's safe.
I was a part of it a couple years ago, and I'll probably stay away from it.
Yeah, you were it ruined you for life. So that we know what Black Friday is. That's when everybody goes shopping, and I didn't say ladies. I'm not just saying that, but then Cyber Monday is where people are. Is there some reason why it's on Monday?
I've actually never found out as to a reason as to why it's on Monday.
But I guess it's just because they wanted to do it physically on Friday and go online on Monday. But one of the things that you said about the decisions that people are making, the reason they're more deliberate about the decisions is more and more purchases, I think, this year is going to be made with whatever cash they have and not nearly as much credit. And there's something about pulling the greenbacks out of your pocket, laying it on the barrel head, that makes you be a little more deliberate, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's almost a throwback to, what it was back in, the 1950s or 1960s.
Back when there was sanity. Is that what you're saying?
I wouldn't say sanity, but where you paid with cash first, generally, and I think we're definitely going to see that trend again.
Yeah. So one of the things that we're all concerned about, especially our retail friends that have really, I mean, there is a sector that's taken it on the chin in the last 18 months. It's the retail sector, right?
Yeah, I think it's, retail. We've seen, restaurants, particularly fine dining.
Restaurants have had a hard time, yeah. And so that's been tough. So what are they doing? What are some examples of some things you've seen people doing out there to try to get the most? I have this little saying, Ryan, that I've been telling my audience. Somebody is buying something you sell from somebody somewhere right now. It might as well be you. So if you have that in your mind, then you're ready to fight, aren't you? You're ready to try to get what you can. What are some things you've seen people doing?
the things that we've seen people do, and to be honest with you, which is what we kind of coach our business partners with, and when I say that, those are, you know, those local small businesses throughout the country, is, you know, actually couponing used to be kind of seen as a negative.
Couponing.
Yep, absolutely. And discounts and coupons are now cool again. So there is no, people are very proud to be doing that, and it's all about, you know, what can I do to make the best purchase for me and my family, and maybe I can't go out, you know, to my favorite restaurant every Friday like I used to. Maybe I'm going out once a month, but I'd like to go back there a little bit more. So what's that incentive that's going to get me to come back to your place?
So why was couponing not cool? See, I guess I'm always kind of not cool. I mean, who doesn't like a discount? Do you think it was almost seen as I don't have to have that? You know, I've got the money?
Well, I think there's two things, to be honest with you, because I, too, have been uncool for my whole life. So I've always couponed, but it was twofold. I think a lot of businesses at some point were kind of looking at couponing and saying, you know, there really is no need for me to do it. It's not bringing in the right type of consumer, which is a pure myth. And then there's also the flip side of it where, you know, boy, if I'm pulling out a coupon out of my wallet when I'm checking out at your store, I might be seen as that cheap consumer.
Well, one thing about couponing that businesses have to think about is if it's not done with the right strategy in mind, if it isn't part of a strategic plan, what you wind up doing is basically devaluing your core product value, don't you? I mean, if you coupon too much, I mean, we know a lot of retailers that nobody buys anything at retail because they know every Wednesday there's going to be a sale coming out.
Yeah, I think you have to be smart about it. It does come down to the strategy. So, you know, take my company, for example, entertainment, which is, you know, what we basically tell the merchants or our business partners is that, you know, if you provide a best-in-class offer, you know, something that's going to be above and beyond, you know, maybe that 10% off or something that, you know, everybody's looking for every week.
Mm-hmm.
If you provide a, you know, buy one, get one free restaurant meal, or you're a retailer and you're providing that 20% off or 25% off, that's something that's going to motivate people either that have never been to your establishment before.
Mm-hmm.
It's really going to get them to come in there. Or even if you say, hey, my best customer comes in one time, uses that best-in-class offer, then from there, it's all about loyalty.
Right.
Which is you provide that great service, you provide that great product, and, you know,
And the discount needs to be for performance, not because you're lowering your price, right? You need to, it's to motivate the customer to do something, to perform in a certain way, and they get a discount for behaving that way, not that you've lowered your price, right? And I'm going to get you to comment on that when we come back after these messages. Folks, this could be the key to finishing out the year and doing what I've been talking about all year long. I want to make sure you open your doors January 1, 2010, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. Ryan Torson is our guest. Welcome back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance and take advantage of all the things that we have there. Lots of stuff that will help you, from articles that I've written or my Brain Trust members have written, thousands of them literally, thousands of interviews, interviews I've done with my Brain Trust members, like our new friend Ryan Torson. His interview will be up on the website within hours, and actually only a couple of hours or less, and you can listen to that over and over and over again, and you can find all this in the categories in our search engines and in the category section. Whatever's on your mind under the Small Business Sun, we got something that will help you there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And if you're on Twitter, you like hanging out there? I do too. I'm at Jim Blassingame, so check it out. Ryan Torson, T-O-R-R-E-S-A-N, is with us. He's a marketing manager with Entertainment Publications. And Ryan, tell us about your company and how we can find you guys.
Sure. Our company is Entertainment Publications. We are the most recognized and sought-after customer discounts and promotions product throughout North America. Two easy ways to find us is you can go right to our website, which is entertainment.com. We also have a phone line absolutely dedicated to our merchant partners and small businesses, and that's 888-231-SAVE. And then you call in or you go to that website, and we can absolutely get in touch with you and, you know, get a marketing specialist on the phone or out there to, you know, help with your promotions and discounts and really that brand awareness that everyone's looking for.
What's an example of a prime product? If I had to had to get one product that you thought was your classic prime product, what would it be?
Yeah, people primarily know us for the entertainment membership book, which was founded, you know, 50 years ago out of a garage in the suburb of Detroit. And really what it is, Jim, is it's a coupon book that is best-in-class offers, so those offers that are better than anywhere else you're going to find them. And consumers purchase that product, and, you know, half of the proceeds.
So they'll buy $20 for a product, I mean for a book, pay $20, $50, whatever, and there'll be $500 worth of discounts inside.
Yeah, actually more than that. I think
okay, but just as an example.
You have average like $1,400 in savings. And the best part, Jim, is you know, you're buying that product, but also half of it is going right back to schools and charities.
And so a local school, like school kids, will sell these things.
Absolutely.
Is that how it works? And so the merchant's decision is whether to be part of that. You guys help local merchants join that book in that area.
Correct. Yep.
Okay. All right. So, and that's entertainment.com. Good. Congratulations on scoring that URL. That's pretty good. So it costs them. Does it cost the merchant anything to be part of this?
Generally, we're not we're not a cost up front.
Right.
It's generally free, and there's some case by case basis where there might be somewhat of a fee associated to it, but no, really there isn't. It's a total pay for performance
right
model.
It's just basically I see what you're saying. So the decision is, do you want to be part of this? But now then you got to decide, isn't, and this is probably the conundrum for a lot of folks, is how do I offer my, do I just say, you know, 20% off of any entree or whatever, you know, 10% off of all of my duds or whatever you're selling, or do I ask for some performance, meaning, bring this coupon and a friend and get a 20%. So you see what I mean? You get the customer to do something. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you what the model that we have and which I recommend, just because, look, there's 50 years of history. We've been around for a while, and we're the largest, so there's a reason why it works, which is, you know, whether you're couponing with us or you're couponing on your own, is you're looking to reach the right type of consumer for your business, and you're looking to motivate that purchase or that repeat visit. So entertainment is totally founded around, like you keep hearing me call it, that best-in-class offer.
Right.
But, you know, realistically, Jim, if I have a buy one, get one free offer, I'm coming through most likely with my, you know, girlfriend or a friend or my family to maybe your restaurant, or if it's a 20% off, 25% off at your retailer. And the good thing is we have research that shows it's roughly 90% of the time somebody's using this offer, this best-in-class offer, they're actually making purchases above and beyond just what that offer is.
Right. Well, the reason I say that is we've had this discussion on my show this year with other business strategy experts, and the consensus among everybody, including me, is not to deflate the core value of the core pricing that you've established for your prime product, but to do whatever you're doing to motivate people to do business, to do it in such a way that, for example, if you're a restaurant, you wouldn't lower the price of your food, but you would give them something extra. You wouldn't charge less for your entree, but you would give them something more. So that when you stop discounting, you basically just took away the free stuff. You didn't change the price of your product. What do you think about that?
Correct. Yeah. I mean, you're right there, which is, you know, I don't want to take my steak dinner and make it, you know, $6.
Right.
Because people are going to adjust to that price. But if you're
right.
Telling me, hey, Jim, you and I, we can go out to eat and it's a buy one, get one free. And then next time we're coming through, we still love that steak dinner, except
right.
for you and I are each going to pay for the correct price.
Exactly. That's exactly right. So give us that website one more time, Ryan.
Yeah, our website's simple. It's www.entertainment.com.
All right. Thanks for that. Now, give us that phone number. We'll use that too.
Yep. Our number, you can call us directly, speak live to a person. It's 888-231-SAVE.
Is that where how the local schools and the other organizations find you to work with you guys?
Yeah, they can call into that number as well.
Okay, all right. Hey, thanks, Ryan, for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time. Quick break. Stay with me right back after these messages with our good buddy Gary Moore. Buckle your seatbelts. Gary Moore is in the building.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.